Thank you, Mr. President. I take the floor in exercising the right of reply of my delegation in response to the baseless accusations raised against my country at the January 25 plenary session of the conference and in this plenary meeting, firmly rejecting those accusations which only served to divert attention from the ongoing heinous crimes in occupied territories. I feel obliged to draw the conference's attention to some important facts as follows. Mr. President, as we stated in our general statement in the first plenary session, possession of nuclear weapons by the Israeli regime as a non-member to any legally binding instrument banning weapons of mass destruction and brazen nuclear threats emerged from the Israeli regimes against Gaza and another by the regime's prime minister on September 2023 against my country are blatant breach of fundamental principles of international law and a matter of serious concern. For more than seven decades, the Israeli policies and practices have continued to violate the fundamental rights and dignity of the Palestinian people. Recent gross violations of international humanitarian law, particularly war crimes, crimes against humanity, genocide, ethnic cleansing, and enforced displacement committed in Gaza demonstrate an absolutely unleashed nature of this regime in committing atrocities in an unprecedented manner. The failure of international community to compel Israel to abide by international law, including humanitarian law, in order to put an end to its illegal occupation and the brutalities perpetrated by the regime imposed over the Palestinian people is the main reason that we are still at this stage today, as described Gaza by the UN Secretary General as a graveyard for children, and that innocent lives continue to be lost as a result of such a failure, which provides this regime a green light to continue to perpetrate its crimes without any repercussions. As a result of this brutality, Palestinians have been deprived of their lands, properties, and businesses while being forcibly evicted from their homes and subjected to violence, terror, and intimidation. Mr. President, distinguished colleagues, the international community must continue to pay full attention to the legitimate rights of the innocent victims in Gaza, war crimes, crimes against humanity, and gross violation of humanitarian law must not be let normalized. The international community should include in their appeal for justice those states that continue to act as a complicit in the Israeli atrocities, particularly those who are providing Israel with lethal weaponry. US and some EU members, which in their statement on this August body blaming my country, who are the Israeli enablers, are not only giving it the most sophisticated weaponry and generous finance, but also emboldening it to commit more crimes through their unconditional political support. In the same time, deprive the UNRWA from the necessary tools and finance for humanitarian support to the people in Gaza. Finally, I would like to advise the Belgium, as a country who hosting the nuclear weapons in their territory in gross violation of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, to abide by its commitment under the treaty instead of blaming others for peaceful, legitimate nuclear program under NPT. I thank you, Mr. President.